Smoking less, but enjoying it more.
Hey, Pop.
Lamont, you bring cigarettes?
Bring any what?
Did you bring a cigarette? The smokes, did you bring them?
Did you hear yourself just now?
Yeah, I said, did you bring cigarettes?
No, I don't mean that. I mean, did you hear yourself coughing? I heard you a block away. It sounded like they was tearing up the streets. And you want to know if I brought you some cigarettes?
Well, did you? Did you bring them? I told you this morning when you left to bring me a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, I know you did, Papa. Listen, now I got a better idea. Now, on the way home, I passed something they call a breathmobile. Now, you know what a breathmobile is?
Yeah, that's something you spray in your mouth so your friends don't turn away.
No, it's a mobile unit for taking chest x-rays and breathing tests.
What's that got to do with me?
Everything, Pop. Now, you got to give them up. You got to give up cigarettes.
For what?
Because they're killing you, that's for what? How long you been smoking anyway?
Let's see, I started after I left school. I was 10.
10? That means you've been smoking for 55 years. You know how much smoking that is. Let me see if I can figure this thing. 10. Let me see. Now, a cigarette is 3 inches long. Now, a pack of 20 cigarettes is 60 inches or 5 feet. Now, how many do you smoke a day?
2 packs.
2 packs? Pop, that's 40 cigarettes. Let me see that. That's about 10 feet of cigarettes multiplied by 1 year. That's 3,650 feet of cigarette a year.
So what?
3/4 of a mile every year for 55 years. Pop, since you was 10, you smoked a cigarette 41 miles long.
That's real super king size, ain't it?
41 miles. Do you know what that's like, Pop? That's like you smoked a cigarette from here to Disneyland. Hey, Pop, do yourself a favor. Give them up.
Give them up? I enjoy smoking.
Say, Pop, cigarettes will kill you. Don't you believe me?
I believe you. Killed a friend of mine in Durham, North Carolina.
You see that?
Got killed by a tobacco truck. Truck ran over his nice, clean lungs. I was smoking at his funeral trying to relax.
I want you to get a chest x-ray and a checkup. Now, it's free.
I ain't going.
I don't think you heard what I said, Pop. I said it's free.
I go down to County Hospital and get some birth control pills free, but you don't see me running around there, do you?
I know what it is.
What?
You scared, that's what it is. You scared. You afraid to go down there.
I ain't scared. Why are you so anxious for me to get x-ray anyway? You want to find something wrong with me, don't you?
What are you talking about?
I saw it in one of them medical shows. The kids had an old man put in a mental institution, then they took over the business. Even Marcus Welby couldn't get him out.
I just want you to get that cough of yours examined by getting an x-ray and a checkup. Now, we're both going to go down there the first thing tomorrow morning, and I want you to put on some clean underwear.
You gotta put on some clean underwear?
That's right. I want you to put on a clean undershirt and some clean shorts.
I gotta change my drawers. That ain't where my chest is.
Well, you're just gonna do it, and I'm not gonna even argue with you no more. You're just going down there.
Well, I'll do it, but I don't need it. But I'll do it for you if you do something for me.
What?
Go down and get me a pack of cigarettes.
We're here for the test.
All right, fine. Why don't you have a seat right here?
Sure.
And we'll fill out this form. May I have your name, please?
Fred Sanford. That's S-A-N-F-O-R-D, period.
Age?
60. Pop?
He's 65.
Just 65. You mind if you've been there?
65. Address?
9114 South Central.
That's Los Angeles, isn't it?
Well, it sure ain't Beverly Hills, huh?
Have you ever had any serious illness?
Never. I'm in great shape. What you doing tonight, darling?
I'm sorry.
That's all right. He's just joking, aren't you?
Uh-uh.
All right, Mr. Sanford. If you'll just take this card and give it to the nurse through there. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll wait for him.
Now, may I have your name, please?
Sanford. Lamont Sanford. And I don't smoke.
Good. Age?
29. 31.
30. Well, which is it? 29, 30, or 31?
I'm 30.
Going on 31.
Just stay out of this. Get
out of mind.
Do you live together?
If you want to call it that.
Do you cough or have any wheezy noises in your chest? Ever change jobs because of a lung problem? Good. Okay. Would you take this card also and give it to the nurse through there?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Come on.
What time we get through here tonight, honey? Why'd you have to go and tell her my real age for anyway? I could have took her out. She's pretty. She's got TB.
What?
Terrific body.
You're a dirty old man, you know that?
And I'm gonna be one till I'm a dead old man.
And anyway, she's closer to my age. I could have asked her for a date.
Who's next?
Why don't you ask her?
In your cards, please. Like this way. Now take your jackets off, please.
Wait a minute, honey. What you doing? Wait a minute.
These will show up on the X-ray machine.
Well, tell me. Don't become snatching on my stuff. You want me to take my shirt and pants off, too?
No, that won't be necessary. I'll be with you in a moment.
You made me change my drawers, dummy.
Would you go on in there and follow her?
I ain't going in there.
Would you go in there?
I ain't going in there with that old ugly white woman.
Get in there.
Okay, everything's ready. Who's first? All right, right this way. Now, put your shoulders against the wall. That's right. Tuck it in.
I'm tucking in, you tuck yours in.
Look at this. Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association of Los Angeles County. Now, these are the results of our tests. Fred Sanford, that's yours.
I don't want it. You owe me yours first.
Aww. You are a silly old man. Here it is. Dear sir, we are happy to inform you that your recent chest x-ray is completely clear and shows no abnormalities. You see? Now open yours.
You open it.
You really are chicken, aren't you? Well, you want to open your own mail here. I'll open it. Okay. Dear sir, here it is. Your recent chest x-ray was unsatisfactory due to a technical fault. An appointment has been made for you at the County General Hospital for a further x-ray.
I got it. I got it. I got it. And it's all your fault. You and that damn x-ray. And I caught it. I caught it from an x-ray machine.
You can't get TB from an x-ray machine. And besides, it don't say you got it. It just says the test was unsatisfactory due to a technical fault.
Oh, that's what they say. They just want to come out and tell you. They just want to break it to you easy. But I got it. That's the truth. I'm dying.
Huh.
I'm dying. I feel myself getting weak. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey.
Mark, would you quit that? Now you're panicking.
Oh, Lamont, you're looking at a dead man. You're looking at a dead man, and I'm looking at an orphan.
Now, if you have got it, a couple of months in a sanitarium, and they'll fix you right up.
Lamont, don't let them take me away here. I want to die in my own bed. Promise me you won't let them take me. I don't want to go nowhere else.
You stop it. Now, I'm not going to talk to you no more because you're talking foolish. Now, you got yourself all dead and buried, and all the letter says was that the test was unsatisfactory due to a technical fault. Now, if you don't believe what I'm telling you, take the letter and read it for yourself.
I need my glasses.
Well, go get your glasses.
I won't need my glasses much longer. When they laid me away, don't let them put my glasses on. Yeah, that's where they buried my Uncle Henry. He sure looked ridiculous laying there in the box with his glasses on and his eyes closed.
Get over there and get those glasses. There's nothing wrong with you. Let us say the test is unsatisfactory due to a technical fault. You're always making a mountain out of a molehill, and there's nothing wrong with you. I'm not going to bother with you no more.
I need no examination or nothing. You're forced it on me.
What does it say?
It says, Fred, you've had it. You're a dead man. I might well say that.
Would you read the letter now? When does it say you got to go to the hospital? You're making a big deal.
Says, hey, wait a minute.
What?
This ain't mine, this is yours. See here? Lamont Sanford.
Oh, come on, they don't make mistakes like that. Let me see this thing. I'll straighten this right out here. Lamont Sanford. I got it, Pop. I got TB. I got it, Pop. I got TB. I got consumption.
Oh, you ain't got nothing. It didn't say you had it, just said that it was unsatisfactory due to a technical fault.
That's just what they tell you to try to break it to you easy. They don't want to come out and tell you that you're dying. But I'm dying, Pop.
Oh, you ain't dying. You're a young fella.
Yeah, but listen, I've got this cough.
Cough over that way.
And I've been tired lately and out of breath.
Well, you got to give them up.
I don't smoke.
I'm not talking about cigarettes. I'm talking about women.
That's not it. I know what it is. You didn't take care of me when I was a kid. You didn't give me enough milk. When I was 5 years old, you gave me coffee.
Well, it had milk in it.
It's all your fault. This house was always damp. Even my bed was damp.
Now, you can't blame that on me.
Say, Pop, I'm scared. I'm really scared.
Well, don't come near me. Don't come near me with that stuff. That stuff is catching.
But I'm your son. You're all flesh and blood.
I don't care who you are. Don't come for me. They don't need a both of us having it. I may have enough trouble trying to run this place alone anyway. I don't know how I'm gonna do it. What a terrible thing to happen to a guy my age.
You? What about me? I'm the one who's sick.
Well, I'm the one who have to be here all alone. And ain't nothing in the world sadder than an old black man sitting in the junkyard alone with no cigarettes.
I don't believe you, Pop. Here I am, sick, dying with TB, and all you can think about is yourself. You're a cold, heartless old man.
Where you going?
I'm going back to bed.
You just got up.
Yeah, I know, but I feel kind of tired. I got to get all the rest I can, Pop, now that I'm sick.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Get you some rest.
I'll see you in the morning. If God's willing.
You all right, son? Ain't nothing wrong with you. You ain't got it.
You think so, huh?
Sure. But if you have got it, you got it from that damn x-ray. Got it from that x-ray machine. I told you everything's true. You want to go out and enjoy something free. I didn't want to go to start with. I knew I didn't want to go out.
Thing off. Take off that stupid mask.
Well, I'm just trying to protect myself.
You ridiculous. Say, what is this?
What's what?
This tape on the knife and the fork.
Oh, I didn't want to get them mixed up. So I labeled all your stuff. All the stuff you eat with got a label on it. See, I put on label on everything, see? F is for Fred, and yours is marked C.
C?
Yeah, contaminated.
You want me to go sleep in the yard in the back of the truck?
I don't think we have a cord long enough on the heater.
What's the matter with you, Paul? What are you trying to do to me? You know I'm sick, and you come out here with your surgical mask and put the tape and the knife on the fork and the spoon.
You get excited.
And you know I can't
you
get upset, bro.
You said you needed your rest. Now stop getting excited. Sit down and relax.
I guess you're right. I'm not supposed to tire myself out. Hey, Pop.
Hmm?
Do my cheeks look flushed?
Huh?
Do my cheeks look flushed?
It's hard to tell. I know you got your mother's skin. But you look all right to me. And you're gonna get dressed and going out to work.
Go to work? Pop, I got TB. I can't go to work. I'm sick.
Well, I thought the fresh air might do you some good.
You thought you'd get me out of here so you could have this house fumigated.
How much do they charge?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to work. Because I got to go down to the hospital to get my new x-rays. I want to get this house fumigated. Go to work and I'm sick with TB. Say, Pop.
Hmm?
Would you put this in the safe for me?
What is it?
It's my will.
How would you go and have a will made for? You said yourself, they'd cure that stuff in a few days, now real fast.
Yeah, but you never know.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I gotta be going. I gotta be to the hospital in an hour. I got my shaving stuff and my pajamas in here. I suppose they'll take me right to the sanitarium. So long, Pop.
Well, so long, son. And I come to visit you if it ain't too far.
You gotta be real nice, Pop. Well, adios, old fella.
So long, son. Take care of yourself here.
Thank you.
Last will and testament. Dear Pop, by the time you read this, I might be dead. Unless you can't wait and you went and opened it already. I leave all my worldly goods to you. This includes my savings account in the Central Avenue Bank Christmas Club and my half of Stanford and Son, hereinafter referred to as the business. I further leave you personally
one across your lips. Couldn't wait, could you? Just for that, you're not getting nothing.
But I thought you was in the hospital.
Yeah, I was in the hospital, but there's nothing wrong with me. I'm fine.
You mean your x-ray turned out all right?
That's right, and it would have been all right the first time if I had remembered to take this thing off.
What is that?
It's the St. Christopher medal you gave me. I've been wearing it so long, I forgot I had it on.
But you all right. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Welcome home, son.
Some welcome. I'll come home and find you reading my will. Pop, you wasn't supposed to read this till after I was dead.
I knew you wasn't going to die. The minute you left, I started the mission. But I'm glad you're home. Want me to fix you some lunch, son?
No, I'm bushed. I didn't get no sleep last night worrying about them dumb x-rays. I'm going back to bed.
Lamont.
What?
You can't go back to bed.
Why?
I burned your pajamas.
That's all right. I got another pan to burn.
And I burned your sheets and pillowcases.
You burned my sheets and pillowcases? Why didn't you just burn the room?
Well, I didn't burn your room, but I burned your bed.
You burned my bed?
Yeah, I burned your bed.
Why?
Because I thought your bed might be contaminated. I thought it burned your bed. Come on in, son. Watch that statue there. It cost me a lot of money. Yeah, put it right over here. Leaning against the chair here. Yes, that's it. That's it. Pull it right on over there. Don't shrug the rug up. Oh, I'm tired. Why don't we rest a minute? This tag is not to be removed under penalty of law. They get you anywhere you go now, don't they? Well, power to the people.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.